get it.
Playing hooky?
Yes. There was a lot of it back in them days. He played hooky today or something like that.
Yeah.
I played hooky when I was a little boy. Right here where we're sitting. It's played all day, that's it, when I was 10 years old. Not on his heel here.
I guess was school pretty regular then? I don't suppose a lot of people got, you know, a lot of big education, did they?
Oh, no. Of course, when we come along now, my older brothers only got to go to school 3 weeks in the summer.
Uh-huh.
They have a summer school here, and they'd go to wait about 3 weeks. And they was at a church house. They had no schoolhouse. They'd go to a church house or someplace they met up to have their school.
Mm-hmm.
And they was generally held in July. And then my daddy, I don't think he ever got to go to any school of any kind in his life. And what he learned to figure and things was on a split shingles back of a house with a piece of this pipe clay dirt. They learned to figure with that.
Yeah.
On that.
So back in those days, you say that people wouldn't get a lot of
education.
Okay.
Or a lot of schooling or whatever, but.
After kindergarten, you go into the
main school,
okay.
Grammar school.
The first, what would you call it? The
first grade school.
Okay. In the school, now you'd sit in a, what would you sit in? It'd have a top on it.
Oh, it was a desk, but most of us sit on benches when we was little. Didn't have no desk, and I just sit there on a bench.
Okay.
And that was tiresome as hell for 6 and 8 hours, too. You try it sometime just on a bench that long. See how tired you get of it.
Yeah. I was wondering, you had a bench, you got a bench in there you sit down and eat at the kitchen table at, don't you?
Yeah, that's the regular table bench. But the kind we had is like out here under the cedar trees that come out of an old church.
Okay.
See?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Mm.
Big straight back.
Yeah.
I bet those are.
That got tiresome, son.
Okay, a library that you keep books in, I mean a building you keep books in would be called a
library, yeah.
Okay. And you'd mail a package at the
post office, okay. Or they?
And in a strange town you'd stay overnight, maybe in a
hotel.
And now you'd go to see a play at a
theater.
And you'd get an operation in a
hospital.
And you'd be tended to by
the nurses.
Okay. Where would you catch a train at?
Catch a plane?
Train.
Well, we at Ocean Springs, we caught our train come through here after I was born.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a railroad through here.
Uh-huh.
But then the L&N come through here.
Louisville and Nashville.
Yeah. About 1902, I think they said, when it run the first train.
Yeah, the place where you'd call it
a depot.
All right. You might call it the rail.
Well,
railway station? Or?
Railway station, yeah, but we always was told it was a depot, we called
okay.
it, yeah.
All right. Did you ever have a place, I don't know if you ever had this in Van Cleve or not, as small as Van Cleve was, but did you have a place out in the middle of the town, green, you know, where there'd be some grass and trees growing? Would you ever call that, you know, where people could sit?
Well, they call them parks nowadays, but we didn't, everywhere was a park in my day and time.
Yeah.
Everywhere was a park.